Leftist pollsters divided on Florida Governor DeSantis' lead against 2022 Democrat challengers. By Catherine Hamilton on August 25, 2021. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, much beloved among Republicans, continues to stump pollsters, who cannot seem to reach a consensus on whether voters would like to see him lead the Sunshine State for another 4 years. In an out-of-character assessment, leftist pollster Future Majority released a report on Monday showing both DeSantis, R, and Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, ahead of the Democrat competition for the 2022 midterm elections. DeSantis beat party-switching Representative Charlie Crist, DFL, by 4 points in the poll, with 49% for DeSantis and 45% for Crist. DeSantis also led in a matchup against Commissioner of Agriculture Nikki Fried, D, with 49% of the vote compared to 44%. As far as the race between Representative Val Demings, DFL, and Rubio, Future Majority's report favored Rubio by 3 points, 47% for Rubio and 44% for Demings, who worked previously as the chief of the Orlando Police Department. Future Majority interviewed likely voters across Florida between August 14 to 17, 2021. Another poll released on Sunday had the complete opposite findings, with both Crist and Fried projected to win more votes than DeSantis in 2022. The report, released by Political Matrix/The Listener Group, showed Fried beating DeSantis 53.7% to 46.3% and Crist ahead 56.7% compared to 43.3% for DeSantis. Republican voters overwhelmingly supported DeSantis against both contenders, which is worth noting considering Florida Democrats' shrinking lead in the state. Rubio stayed ahead of Demings in the second poll, with 54.9% for Rubio and 45.1% for Demings. Pollsters surveyed 1,000 likely Florida voters between August 14 to 18, 2021. The report has a +3.1% margin of error and a confidence level of 95%. Pollsters have a fraught history of underestimating support for DeSantis. When the governor first ran for office in 2018, nearly every poll projected a steep loss to Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum besides Trafalgar Group. DeSantis ended up narrowly winning the race, and Gillum went on to face public scandal.